You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast on this Monday, January 7th, 2019. I'm your boy Q, at your boy Q254 on Twitter. You can always find me. Many of you have and shared a lot of your thoughts on what we've been talking about on the podcast lately on Twitter with me. A lot of people roasted me for my John Lynch thoughts, so okay, never mind. I'll leave John Lynch alone because a lot of people are getting on me tough about that, but that's okay. I was just saying that he was a first-time GM, and there was not nearly the backlash on him being a first-time GM as there was with Mike Mayock getting the job, as well as John Elway being a first-time GM. There wasn't near as much backlash with him being the GM as there was with Mike Mayock. That was my overall point, but I get it. I ain't mad at you. Definitely appreciate the feedback, as always. On today's episode, I have a lot of calls off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line that I have to get to. I have to get to. Matter of fact, I won't even be able to get all the calls in today's episode. I'm going to get as many as possible in. And look, this is what the main conversation is about. It's really going back to Raider Baconator's call from last week about trading Derek Carr and drafting Dwayne Haskins. And again, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh man, I'm so tired of, is Derek Carr going to stick around? Is he not going to stick around? What's the Raiders going to do with him? That's not what this is meant to be. The fact that Raider Baconator brought it up is because the draft class for quarterbacks is very, very weak right now. So his overall point, and I think a lot of people's points who are saying that, yeah, the Raiders should go ahead and trade him, is the fact that right now you could probably get the most for him. So that's why the subject came up. The fact that the quarterback draft class is really, really weak kind of increases Derek Carr's value, if you know what I mean. So that's kind of why this came up. So it's not like we're trying to just ride this subject till the wheels fall off, but it's going to be one of the bigger offseason storylines for the Raiders until it's not. And what I mean by until it's not is basically until the draft is over, until the Raiders have come out and said that there's no way that Derek Carr is going anywhere, we're not trading him, or whatever. March 13th is when the new league year starts, and anything could happen. Hell, anything could happen right now. Derek Carr could be traded right now if the Raiders really wanted to. You know, they could make that happen before the league year starts, but I don't think that they're going to do that. But either way, March 13th is going to be when free agency opens up, when the new league year season starts, and the offseason is going to be very fast and furious as far as I'm concerned for the Raiders. I do think that they're going to make one big move, one splash move during the offseason. I just don't know what it is. But I do expect Mike Mayock and John Gruden to make one splash move. Now, again, I'm not going to call what that is because I don't know what it is. But I do think one big thing is happening. You can hold me to that. I'll own that and say that I think that they got that coming. But that's it. I don't think it's going to be moving on from Derek Carr, but that's just me. So with that being said, let's get this thing started because I got a lot of calls. It's definitely going to be a little bit longer episode than usual, but it's all good. We're just going to get it in. It's the offseason. We're Raider Nation, and that's how we roll, right? 707-654-4693. Going to start things off with my man Zane in South Carolina. He's calling about a bunch of subjects. A really, really detailed call here. First talking Mike Mayock, then talking AB and Le'Veon Bell. Anyone from the Steelers locker room he's talking about. And he also, of course, is going to share his thoughts on some of the draft stuff. Some of the stuff from Raider Baconator's call about trading Carr and drafting Haskins. It's very detailed. Here's my man, Zane.
Hey, what's going on, Q? It's Zane from South Carolina. So I've been listening. I haven't been calling recently, but I just wanted to call in, sort of share my opinion on a bunch of things that have happened, that might happen, all that kind of stuff in the draft. For one, Mike Mayock, I love it. I think you said it very well. He's there for the draft. There are going to be people in the building that will help him with the cap stuff and help do that for him and get him acclimated to that part of the GM job. But he is beyond qualified in terms of talent evaluation, and him and John Gruden are just going to be perfect together. I can't wait for the draft. It's my favorite time of year. As for, you know, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, I don't want anyone from that Steelers locker room. I don't know what's going on over there, but it is a mess. And the thing is, John Gruden wants people that are there for the team, right? And I don't think Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown really fit that, you know? First of all, they're getting older, right? Antonio Brown's 30. I don't know exactly how Le'Veon Bell is, how old Le'Veon Bell is, but he's up there. He has a lot of wear and tear on his wheels, and it's just not something that I feel comfortable putting money toward, especially when we're trying to get younger through the draft and bring in talent for the future. And I don't think those would be wise moves to make. Plus, Antonio Brown's the kind of guy that's like, that wants to get targeted, and he will be vocal about getting targeted. He'd be the guy who would tell Derek, hey, throw me the ball. Not necessarily only because he's confident in his abilities to, you know, make plays and do all that kind of stuff, but more like, I want to be targeted more. I want to get stats, you know, stuff like that. And I don't think that's the kind of attitude we need in this locker room. Moving on to the honestly, I don't know who's going to be a free agent this year, so I guess we can talk about that later. But after the draft, I'm loving Clinton Farrell, the defensive end out of Clemson. I think he's – because a lot of players are going to be gone by the time – or not a lot, but a lot of the more higher, you know, bigger names are going to be off the board at four, unless we trade out, which I don't think is a good idea. Clinton Farrell is the one I would like to target at four. I just like his size, his ability, his pass rush ability. I think he's going to be a great fit on the other side of Arden Key. I also kind of like what he said about how he styles his play after Alden Smith. And Alden Smith was talented, just the off-field stuff just ruined him. But I'm really loving Clinton Farrell at four. I haven't gone deep enough in the draft to talk about our later two picks, and I'll do that some other time. But I actually forgot one thing from the other calls, that guy who was talking about drafting Haskins. Now, I can understand it. I would not be surprised if it happened, but I just don't think it will happen, and I don't think it's a good idea. Those dogging on Carr, honestly, he basically had nothing going for him this year. First year in the system, bad defense, poor offensive line, injuries, a depleted wide receiver core, no real threat with his wide receivers. Running game was kind of sort of up and down at times. It was a really tough ask, and for him to perform as well as he did in the last stretch of the season, it's admirable. Now, the biggest thing, honestly, like he said, the biggest fear for me after that 2017 season was that Derek Carr was an Andy Dalton or Ryan Tannehill, because that's terrible. That is honestly worse than having just a terrible quarterback, because with an Andy Dalton or Ryan Tannehill, you're a quarterback away from making the playoffs, but your quarterback is just so, like, average, you don't want to give up on him because you're like, he might make the next step, he might take the next step, and he's going to be good for us, but he never does, and that's worse because you never take that chance on a younger quarterback. But the thing is, unlike those quarterbacks, Derek Carr only once has had coaching stability for more than a year, which was the second year with Jack Del Rio, where Bill Musgrave was the he was the offensive coordinator. That was the one year he had success. And that was the one year he had some real talent. Well, obviously last year he had some talent, but at the same time, he was in another system again. Well, not, you know what I mean, with Todd Downing. And a broken back, and Derek Carr doesn't need things perfect, like some people say. Because when I say stuff like, oh, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that, oh, people say like, oh, you want everything to be perfect, then he'll succeed. No. What he needs is protection and coaching consistency, which now he has, and he's going to have this next year to prove it. And I don't think John Gruden and Mike Mayock are going to want to invest in a quarterback when they don't 100% fully know what they have in Derek Carr. And this next season, it's going to be make or break for Carr. And then after that, that draft's going to have some quarterbacks. So if Derek Carr can't put it out there, we got quarterbacks in the next draft.
Good stuff right there from my man Zane in South Carolina. Always appreciate to hear from him. Now, Raider Tunzo, I believe is his name. He's calling out of San Diego. Again, I believe his name is Raider Tunzo. Talking about AB as far as possibly having the Raiders trade for him. It's a short and sweet call. He's calling out of San Diego.
Yo, Q, Raider Tunzo here from San Diego. I agree with you 100% on Antonio Brown. There's no way we need that guy in our locker room right now. 30 years old, getting toward where the wheels are going to come off. Big, giant attitude. Don't need it. There's plenty of people in the draft, and probably some other free agents will fill in just fine, and we'll do better without them. Also, I second you on TweetDeck. Raiders is always my second column. Best way to see the stream of consciousness coming through the Raider Nation. Out.
All right, good stuff, Raider Tunzo. San Diego, stand up one time. I ain't mad at you. And I'm going to close out segment number one with this call from CL Audio Raider in Tampa, Florida, calling about the call on trading Carr and drafting Haskins. He shares his thoughts on that, breaks down what he feels the Raiders really need to do to build this team up. Also, gives a couple suggestions for the team's first three draft picks coming up in the upcoming draft.
Thank you. This is your boy, CL Audio Raider, calling from Tampa, Florida. Just listening to the podcast and all this stuff about Dwayne Haskins and get rid of Carr, and I guess people are forgetting that Carr's pretty much obliterating Raider records, passing records, touchdown records. Not saying he's the end-all be-all, that he's, you know, going to be end up being a top five all-time quarterback, but I think he's good enough to win, and he's good enough for this team to win with. We just basically need better receivers, a balanced running game, and better line play. I say really what needs fixing is the defense. If you've seen it up until probably the latter part of the season, the defense has been atrocious. I say with those first three rounders, either move back or move up. I say Greedy Williams at four, middle linebacker if you can, above average to stud middle linebacker with a second first round pick, and then either safety, defensive line, edge. We really need help in the middle of that linebacker core. We need a general in the middle linebacker core. But definitely with the first pick, second pick, either corner, middle linebacker, and then third first-round pick, either middle linebacker or another defensive lineman, and then just round it out from there. All right, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Doing a great job on Twitter and on the podcast. Take care.
Good stuff right there from my man CL Audio Raider in Tampa, Florida. Also Raider Tunzo in San Diego. And of course, Zane in South Carolina got things kicked off today on this episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast. It is Monday, January 7th, 2019. Coming up in segment number two, I got a lot more calls I got to get to straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. 707-654-4693.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, here we are back at it again, Raider Nation. Segment number two of the Locked On Raider podcast on this Monday, January 7th, 2019. Your boy Q here, at your boy Q254. And, man, I don't know, I've been moving and shaking and shaking and moving so much. Got some kind of weird thing going on in my throat today. Or, I don't know, my nose a little bit nasally or whatever. I don't know. So forgive me for sounding a little off today, but it's all good. We're going to get through it because that's just what we do. So we're going to start off segment number two. Great calls, 707-654-4693. That's the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Again, 707-654-4693. Going to start things off with Shane. He's calling out the 661, talking about the hiring of Mike Mayock and why he thinks it's going to work out really well, and sharing his thoughts on the Raiders' defense, how he can get turned around. Also, of course, speaks on the potential of trading Derek Carr.
Hi, this is Shane. I was calling about Locked On Raiders podcast. I just wanted to say that I think the Raiders hiring of Mike Mayock is a great hire. I think that he's going to bring in a lot of talent. He's proven that he is a great talent evaluator. He's a great person to work alongside John Gruden. I think that he has enough knowledge to push back against any ideas that may not be, you know, the right idea for our team. And I think the biggest thing is that he's got a great relationship with Paul Gunther, and that this defense really needs a lot of help. I think that if we had strong players, fast players in this upcoming draft, we can definitely make a big push next year. I think we could make a quick turnaround. I think that we add a good linebacker in there with a lot of speed. I think that Roquan Smith last year would have been the guy, but I think that there's a lot of talent there. We need a good edge rusher. I think put him alongside Arden Key, that we could definitely make some, you know, things happen next year on our D-line. I think Arian Conley is coming on. I think that we're just a few pieces away from turning it around, and I think that it would be a waste to try and trade someone like Derek Carr, who knows John Gruden's system now, has proven that he's, you know, reliable, that he's got a strong work ethic. I think that with all that talent, you know, that he has, you know, to make it to 3 Pro Bowls, it would be absolutely ridiculous for us to trade him and go after a rookie in the draft who's not going to fit with our team. We need to build on what we have now. I think that somebody like Devin White out of LSU would be great in our linebacking core. I think that you look at Clelin Ferrell out of Clemson, he could make a big push for one of the best edge rushers in the draft. I mean, I know we're not getting Nick Bosa since we moved back a couple, but edge rusher happens to be one of the deepest spots in this draft. And that's just some of my ideas, some of my thoughts. Happy New Year to everybody, Raider Nation. Here's to a great 2019.
Good stuff from Shane out to 661. Now, going to move on to my man James. He's actually in KC. He's calling about Dwayne Haskins, his thoughts on drafting him. He even brings up a blast from the past, a name that I don't even want to mention. All I'm going to say, he was a quarterback that the Raiders drafted really high, and, well, let's just say things didn't work out. Here's James in KC.
Morning, Q. This is James in KC. Just wanted to touch bases with you. Just got through listening to the Friday podcast. Want to wish you a happy new year and happy new year to all of Raider Nation. Wanted to talk about Baconator's suggestion on taking Haskins. Not saying Haskins is Jamarcus Russell, but I do remember back in 2007 when Jamarcus Russell wound up being the MVP of the Sugar Bowl, led LSU to a championship game in the Sugar Bowl, and everybody was praising Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell, he had the big arm, big body, big legs, he could do it all, and we all know how that turned out. I don't think we should waste a number 4 pick on a quarterback when we have so many other needs, like I believe it was Nico in North Jersey that said, we need to work on getting that offensive line built back up. We need the defensive line. We need an edge pass rusher. There's so many more things we can do with those 3 first picks than taking a quarterback. I think I'm in line with you, Q. I think we work on everything else. Give Carr the 19th season. Let's see what he can do. And if it turns out that he's not the guy, then try to take somebody like Tua in 2020. Anyway, that's my 2 cents on it. My own opinions. Probably not worth a whole hell of a lot, but that's what I think. Anyway, till next time, keep up the great work on the podcast. Love listening to it. Have a good weekend, Raider Nation.
All right, good stuff right there, James in KC. Now, my man Jim in Virginia, he's calling about what Raider Baconator had to say. He did speak on the fact that he thinks Derek Carr has some weaknesses he'd like to see him improve on, and also some areas he'd like to see him improve in, but doesn't think that trading him is the answer. Here's my man Jim in Virginia.
Hey, Q, this is your boy Jim out here in Virginia. Haven't called in a while, but I've been listening to your podcast as always, man, and always appreciate it. Appreciate your upbeat approach as well as your honest approach, and also the fact that you play the calls and you let us members of the Raider Nation voice our opinion, and I enjoy listening to the opinions of others as well. I did want to chime in on what the particular caller, the Baconator, I think, his opinion on trading Carr, and I totally disagree with that. totally disagree with drafting a quarterback in the first round. I see what Carr did this year, and yeah, he has some weaknesses, and one of those weaknesses remains sometimes, in my opinion, he seems to just collapse too quick under pressure. But I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I wonder, especially this year, if Gruden wasn't telling him to do that as he learns the new system. And, you know, some might say, well, you're drinking the Carr Kool-Aid, whatever. I mean, I see a talented quarterback. I see an accurate passer. And I see him doing a lot with very little this year. And let's get real. I mean, the protection was horrendous this year. So I really agree with the caller that called the show today, which is Friday, that we certainly need to focus on the defense in the first round. Absolutely. I mean, our pass rush was virtually non-existent this year, just terrible. We need to focus on that. I also want to say on a different subject, I agree with you on Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. I can't see trading for either one of those guys. Talented, yes, but I agree with you. Issues. I mean, come on, man. Why do we want that? And like you said, you hit the nail on the head. If we're going to put out that kind of money, we should have done it with Khalil. I mean, come on. It's like, let's continue what we're doing. We've already started this process of rebuilding. Man, we rolled the dice when we traded Khalil. We rolled the dice there. We got to go all the way. So anyway, I've talked too long, but basically my opinion, basically what I wanted to say is please, I hope the Raiders do not trade Carr. And please, I hope the Raiders do not trade for Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell.
All right, now we're going to close out segment number two with the new guy. And, yeah, this new guy, you're going to have to listen to his name. New guy, Masturbator Raider in Connecticut. Yeah, that's his name. Here he is. He's talking about tanking, giving his thoughts on Gruden tanking this and next year. He's giving his thoughts on Carr, if he's going anywhere or not. Here's my man, Masturbator Raider out of Connecticut.
What up, Q? It's the new guy, Masturbator Raider in Connecticut. I don't know. I guess we all have to have names that rhyme with Vader or Raider or Chicken Nader. So that's my name. Hey, man, we tanked it this year. We all know that. We got rid of Cooper. We got rid of, Bruce. And, you know, we basically Gruden ditched this roster so that he can get a top five pick. And next year is not going to be any better. We're going to be dogging it next year, too, to get some more draft picks. And they're just getting ready for Vegas. So, you know, don't have high hopes for next year. Of course they're going to keep Carr. They're not going to start over. You can't roll the dice on a quarterback in this league when you got a pretty decent one. And not only that, he's the face of the franchise. You can't let someone like that go. So Carr's going nowhere. Mayock, I like to hire, not only as a talent evaluator, but I think he's the kind of guy that Gruden respects and will keep Gruden honest with himself. And, so we don't get that lone wolf coach. So I think it's a great hire, and Max is a great guy. He's going to be, you know, another face of the team. And between him, Carr, and Gruden, I think we're well represented in the media. So I think that's a good hire. That's it. Next year, man, if we could just get a right tackle, a wide receiver, and a pass rush, I feel like we can compete. But we're far away from a Super Bowl. Raider till I die, Masturbator Raider in Connecticut. Thanks, Q.
Great stuff right there. I don't know if that's the name I would have picked, but hey, man, to each their own. Masturbator Raider in Connecticut, also Jim in Virginia, James in KC, and Shane calling from the 661. Definitely appreciate all those calls in segment number two. Coming up in segment number three, got some more good stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, most known unknown from Philly got a great call, and Akeem in Oakland got a good response. It's all going down in segment number three of the Locked On Raider podcast. That's coming up next.
You are Locked On Raiders. Your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we are, Raider Nation. Final segment today on this episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast. I'm your boy Q, always found on Twitter, at your boy Q254. Going to get things started on this episode, or this segment, with my man Most Known Unknown from Philly, and he's responding in great length to Raider Baconator's call about trading Carr and drafting Dwayne Haskins. but he's actually responding directly to Akeem in Oakland. Very good and passionate detail call from my guy, Most Known Unknown, out of Philly.
Yo, Q, Most Known Unknown here. How's everybody doing? How are you doing? I was listening to your podcast, Friday's Edition, with the whole notion from Raider Baconator. I heard his call the other day, and I was kind of wary of having a whole card debate. You know, it kind of wears you down after a while, so I wasn't going to speak on it. But then listening to your podcast, and I heard Akeem's endorsement of the proposition that Raider Baconator brought up, and I immediately stopped the podcast to call in. Like, your podcast went on pause as soon as I got done with Akeem's call because I had to call in. First of all, the notion that you would even part your lips to compare Derek Carr with Andy Dalton almost kills your credibility, bro. I don't remember Andy Dalton ever being an MVP candidate. I don't know where Andy Dalton ranks as far as fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives. So to say Derek is just another guy doesn't lead the league in game-winning drives since he's been in the league. Or just another guy doesn't finish third in MVP voting, and he only finished third because he snapped his leg second to last game of the season. Just another guy isn't bearing down on pretty much every Raider passing record that there is. Just another guy doesn't pass Peyton Manning in completions his first 5 years in the league. And that despite all the hurdles and obstacles that I've laid out in previous calls, I'm not even going to rehash that. So again, to say he's just another guy, I think that that was a very thoughtless comment and you didn't really put a lot of thought into it. Le'Veon Bell, no, I'm not paying $20 million for a running back. I'm sorry. I don't even care if Le'Veon Bell was in his prime. I'm not paying $20 million for a running back because that's going to be his asking price. Anywhere between $18 to $20 million, I'm not paying that. Antonio Brown, no, I don't need that headache. He's a diva. I don't need that headache. So, no, I'm passing on both of them. And like you said, you brought out a very good point. Build this thing for the future. Build it around Carr. Put young pieces, cost control pieces around Derek Carr, and let's go. I'd rather go after DK Metcalf or Kelvin Harmon late in the draft. Those are guys I want with that last first-round pick. DK Metcalf, Kelvin Harmon, or N'Keal Harry, and I'll rock with them. But, no, I'm passing on Le'Veon, and I'm passing on Antonio Brown, and I'm passing on Dwayne Haskins. Listen, Haskins is a West Coast quarterback. Yes, he does not have a strong arm. I'm not saying Haskins is not a talented quarterback. I think he's a talented quarterback. But he reminds me of another Jameis Winston. Yeah, he can make plays. He can extend plays with his legs a little bit. He's not a super athlete, not like a Lamar Jackson. But he can extend plays with his legs. But he's just a guy who runs a very good pro-style offense. He doesn't have a hose. He throws a very catchable ball. He throws a nice tight spiral, but he doesn't have a hose. He doesn't have a cannon. I mean, Derek Carr's arm outshines his 7 days a week and twice on Sundays. He reminds me of just a Jameis Winston, but with a better head on his shoulder. That's what he reminds me of. And I'm not sure that that's enough to move the needle for me to want to move on from Carr. I'm sorry. I do think he's far and away the best quarterback in the draft, but I don't know. I look at him. And I see Jameis Winston with a better head on his shoulder. That's what I see with Dwayne Haskins. They both got decent arms, but nothing that's really going to pop out to you. And they're very accurate quarterbacks, and they know how to run a pro-style offense. That's what I see.
Great stuff right there. It's always good to hear from the Most Known Unknown. Now, that same guy he was talking to, Akeem in Oakland, yeah, he called not once, but twice. So here's Akeem in Oakland's first call. He actually had to stop the podcast to respond to some things that he heard, and he actually prefers to have Bell and AB, then Khalil Mack. Here's Akeem.
Thank you. Akeem out of Oakland. I'm at the gym, and I'm listening to today's podcast. Today's Friday, the 4th. Okay. 10 minutes in, and I just have to stop it. Just healthy discussion. I love listening to the pod. Just a rebuttal, if you will. you said you wouldn't want the headache, you don't want the bad. Okay, at Khalil Mack's peak, I don't see him being as dominant as J.J. Watt was. You see what happened with the Texans having the best defensive player in the NFL in J.J. Watt a couple years ago. They didn't even make the playoffs. So you stating that you'd rather have Khalil Mack as opposed to Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, got to disagree. See what happens when you have the number one running back and the number one receiver in the NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers, they were in the playoffs every year. So I'd much rather have those two as opposed to Khalil Mack. And as well as you saying, hey, we don't need the diva mentality. Maybe not, but if we feel that John Gruden will be able to maybe keep those guys in line, why not? You see what having a choir boy against you. After every loss, Derek Carr goes to the podium and he said, hey, we got to do better. We got to do better. I'm tired of that. I'd much rather have results and put faith in the coach that the coach will be able to deal with those with that diva mentality as opposed to Derek Carr trotting out every week saying, I got to do better. I got to do better. I'm tired of that. I'd much rather be a winner. And we have to deal with winning as opposed to us just, we got a good loser in Derek Carr. At the beginning of the segment, you said you didn't want this to be a dump on Carr, but I definitely agree with Raider Baconary yesterday as well. Much rather go reshuffle the deck, put our average at best. I looked at Pro Football Focus. I believe Derek Carr is ranked 20th. Do we really want the number 20 quarterback? No. Reshuffle the deck, get a question mark. See what we get. But love listening to the pod. I just had to call in and say that. Hope all is well. Happy New Year. Keep up the great work.
Interesting thoughts right there, and healthy debate is good. Akeem is absolutely right, and that's all we're having right now. No hard feelings. I mean, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with anybody, but your thoughts are always welcomed. So, Akeem in Oakland, I told you you called back twice. Yeah, here's the second call. He had to call back to talk about the healthy debate and actually addresses Dwayne Haskins. Let's put it like this. Akeem is all in on moving on for Carr. He's responding to a lot of calls, and even to me, he has a lot of different thoughts. Here he is.
Hey, Sue, it's Akeem out of Oakland for a second time. I love the healthy debate. I love the healthy debate. But us as Raider fans, we have to be the most optimistic people in the world. We ignore all of the bad. All we see is the good. I just heard a caller say Haskins isn't slated to be a top 10 pick. Derek Carr had a second round grade coming out. That's irrelevant. He said he had a great game against the Chiefs. Okay, with no one around him. Outside of T.Y. Hilton, I cannot name one player on the Colts. Why? Because they have an elite quarterback. Let's reshuffle the deck, go after an elite quarterback, as opposed to our 20th at best ranked quarterback. He said that, he had a great game against the Chiefs. Brock Osweiler on the Dolphins beat the Patriots. Like, are we really looking at single incidents as opposed to all the years of evidence that we have that Derek Carr is average at best? Like, come on. And then the Tua. Q, I know you like Tua as well. I'd stay away from a quarterback who's quarterbacking a team full of top five prospects. Really. I know he's putting up gaudy numbers, but he has elite talent all around him. I feel like us wanting to stick with Derek Carr is fear-based at this point. I understand it. I'm afraid that we go after a new quarterback and he didn't do well. But I'd much rather have that as opposed to us just, we got an average quarterback. We gotta stick with him because we know the alternative. Yes, we do know the alternative. Yes, we did draft Jamarcus Russell once upon a time. But with that, hey, he's just not good enough. And with us having all this money in the salary cap and with us having additional picks, I say now's the time to sell. Sell while he's high. You're right. There aren't many quarterbacks coming out. There isn't many quarterbacks that are going to be free agents. We may be able to get a first-round pick out of him. I apologize. I'm stuttering.
but we may be able to get a first-round pick out of Derek Carr right now. But stop being afraid. Hey, we're Raiders. So let's go, Raider Nation. And let's take what we see at face value. I never hear negative about Derek Carr. All I, oh, he went 10 games without an interception. Yeah, but in that stretch, how many games did we win?
There it is right there. Akeem in Oakland, two times, most known unknown from Philly. Great stuff, great back and forth. Definitely like those calls. That's why I wanted to save that for segment number three, kind of make that the grand finale on this Monday, January 7th, 2019. So we got more stuff coming up the rest of the week. Like I said, we should be back on our regular schedule now. So if you have anything you'd like to chime in, anything you'd like to add to this conversation, feel free to do it at any time at 707-654-4693. Until Tuesday, till January 8th, as always, Raider Nation, just win, baby.